Good morning, everyone. I know it's been a little while since I've been on here, but I haven't really had a chance to sit down. Let me rephrase that. I haven't taken the time to sit down and be intimate with the Lord and to focus on my relationship with Him. Okay, that's just being truthful. I haven't taken the time. You know, and in that, this morning when I opened my Bible, you know, it's Saturday morning, it's quiet, no one's here, or they're asleep if they are here. I can just kind of sit and be alone with the Lord. So I flip open my Bible and, you know, I don't have a set reading pattern, but this morning I just flipped it open and it's to Hosea. And, you know, in Hosea had the adulterous wife that the Lord encouraged him to marry, and he has kids with her, and he names them crazy names, like Jezreel for the slaughter in Jezreel. And then I can't even pronounce the girl's name, Lo Ruhama, which means not loved. And then the other one, Lo Ammi, I don't know if you're saying that right either, which means not my people. The Lord is clearly angry with his people in this book. And it's because they have turned completely away from him. They have not taken the time. They have not done what they were supposed to do in all that he delivered them from. And so when I flip it open this morning, I know that about the book of Hosea. But the first thing that I see in the caption is, just as Hosea took back his wife, Gomer, so the Lord loves his covenant people and longs to take them back. That hit home with me. You know, we are so wrapped up in ourselves that we don't realize the damage we do to our relationship with the Lord because we don't take the time. Just like, you know, having a relationship with your spouse or your children, it takes time. It takes input. It takes effort. It takes making a minute to sit with the Lord. I'm not saying you have to spend every waking moment, although that would be awfully nice if we could. I'm saying taking some time. You take time for your family, you take time for yourself, you take time for your Starbucks, you take time for sporting events, you take time for everything else. We need to be taking time for the Lord. And so this morning, as I'm taking time for the Lord, I flip open and I'm reading Hosea. And I get to the third chapter, well, the end of the second chapter before the third. And it says, you know, he's talking about all that they have done and how they have been unfaithful and how they have turned their back on him. And then he says at the end of two, Hosea 2:14. It says, therefore, I am now going to allure her. I will lead her into the wilderness. I will speak tenderly to her. There I will give her back her vineyards. I will make the valley of Achor a door of hope. There she will respond as in the days of her youth, as in the day she came up out of Egypt. In that day, declares the Lord, you will call me my husband, and you will no longer call me my master. I will remove the names of vow from her lips. No longer will their names be invoked. And in that day I will make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field and the birds of the sky and in the creatures that move along the ground. Bow and sword and battle I will abolish from the land so that all may lie down in safety. I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you in righteousness and justice, in love and in compassion. I will betroth you in faithfulness, and you will acknowledge me, the Lord, as the Lord. It goes on, and then at the very end it says, I will plant her for myself. I will show my love to the one I called, not my loved one. I will say to those called, not my people, you are my people, and they will say, you are my God. You know, that is all he longs for. He longs for us to reach out. He longs for us to get into his presence. He longs for us to be intimate with him. And as much as he longs for us, our spirit longs for it as well. When you start feeling down in the dumps and irritable and gripey and nothing's working right, that's a sure sign that you need to get alone with the Lord, that you have walked away, that you have made the choice to do things that are not making you intimate with the Lord. I won't say they're wrong. I'm just saying they're not making you intimate with the Lord. So just know that he's right there waiting. He's waiting to betroth you to him forever. He's waiting to betroth you in forgiveness and in love and in compassion and faithfulness. and that you will then to acknowledge him as your Lord. You guys, I encourage that. My week was a good week. I'm not going to say I had anything wrong with this week, but I was disconnected, and you can feel that. And I would encourage you guys to put your little radar up once in a while. Where am I at spiritually? Am I taking the time? Am I feeling a little disconnected? Am I feeling a little chaotic? Because peace comes from the Lord. He's the one that puts everything into the right order. So I would encourage you guys to take the time to spend with him. He is great, and he is faithful. And this morning was refreshing to me, and I'm not done. I took the time to do this little podcast, but I'm going to spend some more time here because I enjoy it. And it's good for me. And I like the feeling. So I would just encourage you all to do the same. And I'm going to pray over you guys this morning. And I would ask for you guys to pray for me, that we would become more and more intimate with the Lord. Father God, I lift up my friends to you this morning, Lord. And I pray that they would feel your tug. I pray that they would feel your hand reaching out to them, Lord, this morning. That you are wanting to spend the time with them. That you want to be intimate with them. You want to hear about their week, about their day, about their minute. Lord, I pray that they would reach out to you this morning. I pray that your Holy Spirit would just envelop them with your love and your kindness and your forgiveness and your righteousness and your justice, Lord. I pray that that would just come over them now in Jesus' name. Lord, I love you and I thank you for all that you're doing for me and my family and my friends and even those that I don't call friends, Lord. I thank you that you're making their life better. Lord, I love you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You all have a great day. Bye.